This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. So that midwinter chill has eased and the temperature in our fair city is rising, and we'll get a nice warm blast of tropical air tonight when Cuban Latin jazz virtuoso Omar Sosa plays at Scullers. That's the focus of our weekend pick segment, and here to tell us more is Jose Masso, a member of the Massachusetts Broadcasters Hall of Fame and, of course, host of WBUR's Con Salsa. Jose, great to see you.
Nice to see you as well.
So tell us about Omar Sosa. He's originally from Cuba, but tell us more about his story.
Well, he was born in 1965 in Camagüey, Cuba, started studying piano at the age of 8, first with percussion and marimba, and then as a teenager is when he moved into learning piano. Later in the early 1990s, moved to Quito, Ecuador, and eventually to San Francisco in 1995. And that's where all of us here in the United States discovered the great Omar Sosa, because he became a huge boost to the Latin music and jazz scene in that city.
So at this show at Scullers, he's playing with Paolo Frezu, a Sardinian trumpet and flugelhorn player, and they recorded an album together called Alma, or Soul, back in 2011, and this is a track called Moon on the Sky. Let's listen. Great sound, Jose. It sounds like a great collaboration.
It is. And, you know, Omar says that music for him is either contemplativo, music that's contemplative, or demostrativo, music that is demonstrative, right? In which you can show how fast you are or how well you play the instrument. But the first, the one that's based on contemplation and sound, is the one that he's drawn to often. And this collaboration with Paolo is one where they emote both of these great feelings of a trumpet player who is not from the tradition of jazz as we know it, and a piano player who's not from the tradition of jazz as we know it, but they both have put together what I believe to be one of the magnum opus for 2012-2013 in Alma.
God, it sounds like a great recommendation. I read that this album it creates a real link between Cuba and the Mediterranean. Is this something that Sosa likes to do a lot?
Well, that's what makes Omar so special. You know, recently at Carnegie Hall, the legendary Cuban pianist Chucho Valdez brought together a piano summit of three other great piano players. So it was Danilo Perez from Panama, Gonzalo Rubalcaba, who's also Cuban, and Humberto Gismonti, who's Brazilian, along with Chucho Valdez, to perform a series of music that was solos, duos, and quartets on acoustic pianos. The one voice that was missing was Omar Sosa, because for me, he's one of these pianists who's very eclectic in everything that he plays and everything that he hears. And so he collaborates with different types of artists that bring these different sounds to what he plays.
Mm. So let's talk about his latest album. It's going to be released in mid-February. It's called Egun. Tell us a little bit about this.
Well, this CD is very special. It's the Afroelectric experience in which Omar was commissioned to do the music of Miles Davis' iconic recording, Kind of Blue, celebrating 50 years of this anniversary. And instead of just performing the tracks that are so well known from the album, what he did was he transposed the solos of the different artists, so Miles Davis, etc., into this long series of suites that he calls Egun. So it's basically a tribute to Miles Davis based on the solos of Kind of Blue. Very special, very different.
Well, we have a track off of Egun. This is called El Alba. Here it is. So, Jose, I read that Sosa really became obsessed with Miles's Kind of Blue, and that this track in particular combines sounds of the African diaspora, where Moroccan bendir meets the Dominican merengue and the Puerto Rican plena. How is he able to have such range?
I think in many ways it's because he purposely selects musicians that bring this to the recording studio and to the stage. So he wants it to be sort of like a United Nations of music, if you will, following the tradition of Dizzy Gillespie and other great artists who have done this in the past. And he brings these musicians so that they can also contribute their own authentic sound and voices that comes from their cultural tradition. So, for instance, there's where you have the Puerto Rican plena or the Dominican merengue as part of this contribution. And it's a stellar group of musicians on this particular album, one that I think people will enjoy once they add it to their record collection.
And it sounds like a great pick for this weekend. So that's Omar Sosa and Paulo Freisu tonight at Scullers. There's a lot more information at RadioBoston.org. And Jose Maso, host of Con Salsa, which you can hear every Saturday night right here on WBUR. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's go out on some more Omar Sosa and Paulo Freisu. This track is a remake of Paul Simon's Under African Skies.